Hey there, welcome to Girl Makes Fire, your go-to podcast for practical tools and solutions for the everyday challenges of being a creative and spiritual entrepreneur living in a material world. If you're a mission-driven, purpose-aligned, spirit-drenched creative, or a small business owner who's equal parts woo-woo and badass girl boss, or if you're just getting started becoming any of those things, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Deborah C. Smith. I'm a holistic business coach and the owner of several successful small businesses, and I'm here to offer you support with creativity, mindset, daily practices, and getting into imperfect action so you too can find balance while building your dream business. Let's dive in. Hey, welcome back, my fearless entrepreneur friends. It's the Girl Makes Fire podcast, and we're going to be exploring the world of individuals who dare to forge their own paths in the realm of creativity and entrepreneurship. So I'm Deborah, and in today's episode, I'm going to take a little deeper look at what it actually means to be a creative solopreneur. Now, if you are new to the world of entrepreneurship, then hopefully this episode is going to shed some light and be helpful in deciding about your business model and really clarifying kind of which direction you might want to go in as you're building your dream business. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit of, you know, a depiction of the lifestyle and the reality of going it solo, becoming your own boss and running your business all on your own. There's a lot of wonderful things about it, and there's also some challenges, so we'll look at those things. And I'm also going to share some of the skills and the necessary experiences that are kind of required and necessary to be successful, in my opinion, after 20 years of doing it. And then, you know, of course, we'll hit the pros and cons of the lifestyle so that you get a sense and a clear picture of it. And yeah, let's get started by just defining solopreneur. What the heck does that mean? Is it even a word? Who created that word? I don't know. I like it though, because it defines what I do, and I like having a name for what I do. But technically, a solopreneur is an individual who starts and runs their own business single-handedly, typically without any employees. Maybe you have some, you know, consultants or people that help you out here and there, but you're really doing it all yourself. And this person is responsible for all aspects of the business, from ideation to execution, often leveraging your creative skills to build your brand and create all of the offers within the business. Now, before we go deeply down into solopreneurship, I just want to acknowledge the word creative. For me, it's automatically implied that you are creative. Creativity is a tool. It's an asset, it's a process, but to me, it's implied and it's sort of understood that every human being is creative simply by nature of having been created, right? So you might not identify as, quote, a creative. Like, maybe you think that means an artist or a musician or somebody who works with their hands and crafts things, but I think of it in the broader sense, and of course, you are creative. You know, we are living and breathing in a world that demands that we continually solve problems. Just to get through, you know, each and every day, we have to be creative. So yes, if you're alive, you are creative. You have new ideas all day long. You put words and images together to express those ideas. You figure out how to do things and make things work and design solutions and on and on. So I'll save a deeper dive for another episode, but for now, let's just all agree that we are all creative beings. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing that you either already identify as a solopreneur, or maybe you wouldn't call yourself that, but you would identify as a small business owner or an entrepreneur. When I first started my first business in 2007, and really forever, I've always referred to myself as a small business owner. Once I started having new ideas and learning how to execute them in a marketplace, I started thinking of myself as an entrepreneur. It wasn't until recently that I realized, oh yeah, I'm a solopreneur. I do all the things. So I now identify as a solopreneur. But maybe you don't identify that way yet. Maybe you're just newly giving birth to an idea, and thinking about going out on your own. Maybe you're just newly considering leaving your corporate job or building a dream business and running it on your own. And maybe you're just dipping your toe in the concept, and that's why you're listening today. So maybe you're just entertaining, what might it be like to be my own boss? Could I handle that? Would I be good at that? Whatever brought you here to today's episode of Girl Makes Fire, welcome. I'm so glad you're with me on this journey. Hey guys, if you're busy building your own small business, then you probably already know how important it is to fuel your body with high quality nutrition. Nothing is worse than having an important deadline and feeling exhausted or battling fog brain. That's why I love Saqqara Life's signature nutrition program. I get all the benefits of nutritious plant-based meals, such as glowing skin, better sleep, and feeling more energized without having to spend a ton of time on meal prep. That means I can take care of business and still have time for all the other things I love. Get 20% off your first order with Saqqara when you use the link in the show notes and the code XODEB at checkout. I have been in business for myself since I was 29 years of age, and this past year I turned 49. So 20 years of figuring shit out, which is wild. I would say it doesn't happen overnight because there's so many unanswered questions in the beginning, but with the right tools and systems in place, it can truly be a magical and wildly abundant and completely rewarding experience to embrace the solopreneur lifestyle. So let's discuss some of the hallmarks of this business model and what does a typical lifestyle of a solopreneur look like? So the number one characteristic that I think about is flexible hours, right? You get to call your own shots on when you start work, when you finish work, and you create the schedule that suits your needs and your desires. This is often one of the biggest motivators for people to go this route in terms of starting a business. There's nobody else that you need to coordinate with, really, except for yourself and maybe your spouse or your kids. And if you have, you know, peers that you consult with or collaborate with, but really it's up to you to make your own schedule. So as a result, a solopreneur tends to work irregular hours, right? We tend to blend work and personal life. My husband, Doug, can tell you there's really many nights when a project needs a few extra hours and I stay in my office late, or if I'm in the middle of a launch, I might work through a weekend. But on the flip side of that, I can make myself available at times when he can't because the role he's in his company requires him to be on from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So those flexible hours are a really big hallmark of the solopreneur lifestyle. Number two characteristic is constant self-development, right? This might be learning new software or skill development or keeping up with market trends or reading a book to inspire, you know, a change in your mindset or learning a new piece of software. But honestly, you're going to be learning and constantly working on yourself, breaking through barriers. So self-development is a really big characteristic that I see across all solopreneurs. And it helps you to stay competitive and keep up with the trends and stay relevant in the marketplace to be constantly educating yourself about new things. So education and self-development. The third characteristic or hallmark would be an emphasis on self-discipline and time management. So this is a big one. I've gotten really good at this, but you know, full stop, it was messy at first. I used to make all kinds of mistakes because I was not disciplined enough and I did not have good time management tools. These days I'm like the queen of checklists and spreadsheets. I've always got, you know, a timer set. I've learned exactly how many minutes it takes me to do certain things. I've learned, you know, when I start to burn out, you know, I have a great rule of thumb. I set my timer for 25 minutes. And even if I'm on a roll, after 25 minutes of working on anything, I stand up, I stretch, I drink some water, take some deep breaths. I've learned that that's, you know, a bucket of time that works really well for my particular kind of spicy brain. But no matter what you know, what type of focus and what type of time structure works for you, you are going to have to learn to manage it. So often a solopreneur has a lot of time management and self-discipline tools at their disposal. Okay, characteristic number four is networking and building relationships. So the solopreneur thrives with peers and collaborations within their industry. Having connections to other business owners is so important. It's like being part of a little mini tribe, knowing that there's other people out there who are doing the same thing you are, and really building strong connections and relationships. Characteristic number five is balancing multiple roles within your business. So whether you're marketing or you're handling the accounting or you're working on brand design or building an operation, you know, whether you're doing sales or fulfillment, you're going to learn to do everything. As a solopreneur, you're going to get to wear every single hat. Now, absolutely, you should figure out what your strengths are and then hire other professionals to help you in the areas that are not your strength. So it's great to hire a consultant for marketing. It's important to hire an accountant or a CPA. And absolutely, it's great to hire a VA who can help you with social media and batching, content creation, things like that. You will eventually get to the point where you really do need to, want to, and understand how to hire the professionals that can help you that are, you know, very good at these things that you're not great at. I call it aces in their places. People should really work in the zone of their strengths, and you'll get the most benefit from your work. You'll enjoy it more, and you'll be able to employ people and give money to other people. So all of that is true. But being a solopreneur, you are going to learn and have to know how to do all those things for yourself. Because guess what? The day is going to come when you've got to know how to check your QuickBooks for your profit and loss statement. So that's going to happen, and it's good to embrace that right now. Okay, so those are just a few hallmarks of the solopreneur lifestyle. Let's take now a look at some of the pros and cons. There are so many desirable benefits of working for yourself. Truly, being a solopreneur has tremendous benefits. I've already talked about flexibility in schedule and work environment, but that's a good one too. A lot of times when you work for yourself, you can work from anywhere, but more importantly, you get to design the workspace. So that's a beautiful perk of solopreneurship, is setting up an office or learning to work remotely, being able to work from anywhere off a laptop. You know, I love getting my work done while I'm, you know, at a vacation house. So another benefit is having full creative control over your projects or your business's direction. That's really empowering. Direct connection with clients and customers. That's a great, I consider that to be a benefit. You get to go straight to the client, ask them what they need, and help provide a direct solution. It's very satisfying. You will have the ability to pivot and adapt really quickly to market changes. Huge benefit. You know, when you're working as a part of a giant team, or if you're a part of a company and you don't get to decide how to respond to environmental factors that are out of your control, you might get stuck in a not comfortable situation. The pandemic is the greatest example of this in our recent history, but there's so many examples. I mean, people getting sick. Or for parents, if a child gets sick and you need to change the schedule, change the way that things are going to flow, communicate to clients that there is a need for a disruption in the pattern of what they're expecting from you. As a solopreneur, you get to control that. And that's a really big perk or benefit. And then a potential for higher profits with lower overhead costs. Now, I consider this to be probably the top benefit of solopreneurship. You really can earn as much as you can earn, and you can keep your expenses pretty low because you work for yourself and you control the budget. Yay. So those are some great benefits. Let's also look at the challenges, though, because there are some pretty real challenges of this lifestyle. One is isolation. Now, there have been millions of times when I felt God, I just wish I had a business partner who could either bounce an idea off of them, or they can tell me what they think I should do. Or some days you just want to be told, this is what I would do, and given direction by somebody else. I mean, there are many days when I have felt that. So feeling isolated in decision-making, that can be challenging. Another challenge is having limited resources and limited support. So perhaps you don't have access to all the great knowledge of a group or a team that you would have if you worked in an office setting. That's something that comes up for me a lot, is just kind of wishing I had, you know, a greater pool of resources to pull from and some support around decision-making, around execution of an idea. So limited resources is a challenge. And then managing all of the aspects of the business alone, that can be really overwhelming. I mean, there's days when it feels empowering, and there are days when it feels just, you know, impossible. I've had days when I really felt like, geez, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know what I was thinking I could take this all on. I'm on my own here. So that brings me to the next challenge, which is uncertainty and risk associated with, you know, kind of floating your own idea out there and not knowing for sure if it's going to stick or if the market is going to embrace this and people are going to go for it, and if it's going to float and it can be a profitable business idea. And finally, a challenge of solopreneurship is finding work-life balance amidst the demands of hopefully a successful business. So once you start to build up your business and things are working and the operations are flowing and people are signing up on your email list and people are buying your product or your program or your whatever it is that you sell, suddenly now you're in business and it can be really demanding on your time. It's exciting, it's thrilling, but finding a work-life balance is really tricky. I have a wonderful tool that I have mentioned in the past two podcast episodes. I'm going to drop it again right now. It's a daily abundance planner. It has a goal tracker. It has reminders for holistic health and wellness tips. And really, it's a day planner. I use it every single day. All my clients use this. It puts your personal health and wellness needs on the same level of importance as your financial bottom line, the demands of clients, you know, deadlines for work, all of that stuff. So the idea is that when you plan your day, you add breaks for meals, you add exercise, you include meditation, you include, you know, time to go for a walk, time with your children or family members or relationships. You practice gratitude. You really infuse your day with the feeling of balance from the get-go, from the start. And when you do that, it is a lot easier to keep yourself on track for the things that you need to thrive. So I'll put a link in the show notes to get a copy of this abundance planner, the daily planner. And please grab a copy and use it. Let me know how you like it or if you have any questions. So certain skills that I have found really helpful and I feel like are pretty necessary for success as a solopreneur, I would say the number one necessary skill is self-motivation and drive. You really need to be able to kick your own butt. You need to be able to get up in the morning, even on days when you do not feel like it, and show up for work. And the problem is no one else is going to be there to make you do it. So you really have to be able to motivate yourself and have tools at your disposal that get you into action, even on those days, which happen frequently, where you really just don't feel like it. If you don't get into action, even on the days when you don't feel like it, then you're not going to be able to sustain the activity necessary to keep your business afloat. So self-motivation and drive is huge. Strong communication and networking abilities is a big one. You know, a lot of times we can do all the parts inside the business on our own, but to sell and share the business, we really need to be able to network. And, you know, marketing depends on strong communication. So those are great, I think, necessary skills. And then I've spoken about time management and organizational skills, but they're really critical. creative problem solving. This is a big one. I'm going to definitely do many episodes and interview guests about creative problem solving. I love this one. I think it's such a fun part of being a solopreneur is like, okay, big problems. How are we going to get through this? And I like to think about it like putting on my creative solution engineer cap and just being really innovative about how to change a situation to make it work in my favor. When it feels like a problem, how can I make it, you know, just a transition or a solution? How could I potentially make the situation better than it was before by being creative? So, and then finally, financial literacy and budgeting skills is something that I think is a pretty necessary, useful skill. You know, the good news, guys, is you can learn all of these things. You can learn to be self-motivated. You can learn to communicate better. You can use all kinds of tools for time management. Creative problem solving, I believe, is a muscle that you can work and build. And then financial literacy, I mean, we all got to do it. We need to get out there, learn how to manage and invest our money, value ourselves at our worth, and get paid what we're worth. And so solopreneurship paves a path for that. And then I think there are certain types of businesses and products and services that really require hiring employees to help you disseminate or run the operation. Again, my first business, which started off as a mobile food vending truck, quickly grew to become a citywide catering company. It required hiring multiple employees. You know, each time we got an offer or an opportunity to do another catering gig or another location or a pop-up, we needed more employees. And eventually I had, I think, 20 full-time employees. So that was a lot to handle. And of course, I loved all of my employees, and I was proud of myself for being able to handle all that responsibility. But currently, I'm grateful not to have employees and to be able to work for myself. So it's just something to keep in mind if you have a product or a service that may require employees in order for it to grow, like a service-based business, just make sure you're aware of what that could look like and what that could feel like. So I would say if you're ready to embark on your solopreneur journey, you can start by identifying your passions and skills. Research your target market and niche and develop a clear business plan that outlines your goals and your strategies. You can build an online presence through social media, and you can create a professional website to showcase your work and attract your clients. Just don't be afraid to seek guidance from mentors or join an online community for support and advice. Your success as a solopreneur is going to require dedication, passion, perseverance, and a willingness to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. So I know that you have what it takes because you are creative. And if you love the idea of running your own business and are excited about the idea of being your own boss, then I encourage you to do the research, do the work, create an idea that could be you in a lane of your own out there in the world, living your dream life. It is a wonderful choice to make. And I hope that this episode helped you think a little bit more about some of the characteristics and the pros and cons to getting started. All right, my beautiful friends, that's going to do it for today's episode of Girl Makes Fire. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening and for being on this journey with me. And remember, just keep embracing your creativity as you navigate these decisions. If you have questions, please email me. And by the way, go to the show notes, click that link, and grab your copy of the Daily Abundance Planner. Reach out to me if you have questions about it. I'll see you at the same time and the same place next week. And until then, may you be vibrant.